I'm filled with great joy today.
我今天感到很喜乐。
Today is Pentecost Sunday.
今天是。
So we celebrate Easter, and we celebrate Christmas, and today we celebrate Pentecost.
不是。五旬节，对。
I'm also filled with great joy because of the wedding yesterday. Did anybody see the wedding?
昨天有人去参加一个婚礼吗？
Something very significant happened at the wedding yesterday.
昨天就是婚礼上发生了一件非常非常奇妙的事情。
Well, one is Princess Harry and Meghan got married.
我不太清楚这两个人他们结婚了。
But more importantly yesterday,was the gospel was preached at their wedding.
就是昨天，然后这个婚礼也变成了一个传福音的好的。
100 million people heard the gospel message yesterday.
就是昨天，大概有100多万个人，然后听到了这个福音。
So today I encourage you to go home and Google Bishop Curry sermon.
所以昨天我回去然后用 Google 搜寻就是他们哦哈利王子他们婚礼上就是这个正道的内容。
It's 13 minutes long and he preached the gospel to the world yesterday.
然后他昨天当着全世界的人的面把这个福音传给了大家。
Yay, Jesus!
是的赞美主耶稣。
All right, today we're going to start with a game. Do you like games?
我们今天先从一个游戏来开始。大家喜欢游戏吗？
So this is a game called Tri-Bond.
这个游戏叫 Tri-Bond.
What you have to do, and I'm sorry we're going to play it in English, I tried to pick real easy words, but this will help your vocabulary.
我在就是尽力选一些简单的英语单词然后和大家一起来玩。
I'm going to put 3 words up and you have to tell me how those 3 words are united together.
我会给大家就是打三个英语单词然后大家告诉我他们之间的共同点。
Let me give you an example.
先看一个 example.
Asian, Italian, French. Okay. Food? There's salad dressings, right? Salad dressings. Asian salad, Italian salad.Dressing and French, okay? They are also geography and countries like that. Okay, you ready to play? All right, here we go. When you know the answer, you just yell it out.
如果你知道答案就喊出来。
Phone, note, cook. Book, very good. Phone book, notebook, cookbook.
电话本、笔记本、烹饪书全都是和书相关的。
They're all books. Okay, number two.Rough, birdie, cup. Golf. They're all related to golf.
都是和高尔夫球相关的。
The rough is the long grass that's on the side.
Rough 就是那个，它是一个崎岖不平的一个草地。
A birdie is when you get it in under par.
我不太清楚这个是什么。
And the cup is where you hit the ball.
这个的话就是球进去的那个洞。
Excellent.Number three, bald, flat, and spare. And it's not this bald. Tires, yes. Those are all things that can happen to your tires.
对，这都是和轮胎相关的。
Yellow, Nile, Colorado. Rivers, yeah, everybody got that one.
对，都是河。
Lazy, stupid, failure. These are words you should never speak.
就这些词的话，大家都不应该去讲。
These are negative words.
它们是非常负面的词。
These are words that pierce people's hearts.
这些东西可以刺伤人的心。
Awesome, beautiful, wonderful.Those are positive words, right?
对，都是正面的词。
These are words that we should speak to one another.
这些都是我们当对别人讲的。
My church is going through the book of James. This is the sermon I preached last Sunday. You get to hear it today. But James knew something about churches.
雅各书里面讲到了很多关于教会的问题。
He knew that if a church was going to be a mature church, people had to get control of this thing called the tongue.
雅各书的话告诉我们说，一个健康的教会，人们要学会控制自己的口舌。
Can everyone stick your tongue out just for a second? So small.
就是大家把舌头伸出来看一下，我们的舌头非常的小。
You think, how could something that small be so powerful?
就是这么小的一个东西，为什么它的力量这么的大？
But if we are going to be mature in Christ, we need to control this tongue.
如果我们要行基督的路的话，我们必须要学会控制我们的舌头。
I want to encourage you too, to read through the whole book of James this week.
我非常强烈鼓励大家读整卷书，雅各书。
You can read through this book in 16 minutes and 37 seconds.
这卷书很短，就是你们读完它只需要16分钟37秒。
And I just love what God tells us in this book because it's the wisdom to grow mature in Christ.
我非常喜欢这卷书，因为它告诉我们就是帮助我们加增我们的信心。
What's interesting about chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, are there are 6 word pictures given in this text.
我们今天就来学一下这卷书的第三章1到12节。
There's 2 for each of the points that he makes.
就是这里头有几个点我们可以学习一下。
So let's examine the 3 reasons we need to get our tongues under control.
我们今天就来学习为什么我们需要控制我们的舌头。
The first reason to get your tongue under control is because our tongues have the power to direct.
我们之所以要控制我们的舌头，是因为我们的话语有引导人的能力。
Apparently in this church, everybody wanted to grab the microphone and talk. No, you give me the mic.
很显然就是我们教会的每一个人，他都对这个麦克风有很强的控制欲，都想拿到这个麦克风讲话。
Everybody wanted to be up front and be the teacher and be the pastor and telling everybody what to do.
教会里每个人都想成为师傅，成为牧师，然后告诉其他人该怎么做。
Maybe they thought if you're a teacher, if you're a pastor, you get more prestige or power, whatever.
也许大家会认为成为牧师或者教会上属灵的领袖会更就会拥有声望。
But the text says here.That we need to be careful because whoever teaches is going to be judged more strictly.
但是在雅各书就告诉我们说，我们大家要警醒，因为教圣经的人师父身上他肩负着一个更大的责任。
I have a great fear when I preach.
我在正道的时候，我心里非常的战惊。
And my fear is that I might possibly teach something that is inaccurate or incorrect.
我非常害怕我所说出来的内容是不正确的，并且我希望我说出的永远都是正面的。
That's why before I preach any sermon, I lift my sermon up and I say, Lord Jesus, do a miracle with this sermon.
所以我在每次证道之前，我都会把我的稿子，然后向上帝举起来，然后说。主啊，求你赐给我力量，然后做一些奇迹的事情。
And I ask the Lord, I say, Lord, will you make sure that I preach what's accurate, what is true, and what is practical for people?
所以我就总是向主来祷告，然后说，求主能让我证道的内容是正面的，对别人有建造的。
We all generally stumble, though. It says. In the text there, we all stumble in many ways.
我们的话语上总会有过失。
Do you know why it's impossible for us to be perfect with our words?
大家知道为什么我们在言语上不能做到完美吗？
Because we speak a lot of words.
因为我们说太多的话了。
A man named Giles Brandith calculated that in the average lifetime, you will speak 860,341,500 words.
就是英国有一个作家，然后他叫杰尔斯布兰，他曾经计算了人一生大概会说屏幕上这么多的字。
That's roughly equivalent to reading the entire Bible out loud 1,110 times.
这个数字的话就大致等同于我们大声朗读圣经1100多次。
That is a lot of words.
那是非常多的。
Now I'm going to ask you a question. Out of the 860 million words that you're going to say, have you ever said one that is not appropriate?
我想问大家一个问题，就是当你要说这么多话的时候，你是否曾经有那么一次说到的话是不合时宜的、不好的？
Would anyone have the courage here to say, you know what, out of my 800 million words, I probably said at least one word that was harmful to another person.
大家可以在这里就是打保票吗？说我们说这么多话，至少有一次有曾经伤害过大家。
If you are guilty, let's have a mass confession. If you're guilty, would you raise your hand?
如果你没有负罪感，就举起手来。
Okay, only a few perfect people here. That's good. Okay, great. We're all guilty.
我们都是有罪的。
I wonder if this might...We all stumble. We all make mistakes with our words.
我们都有过失，我们总是会犯错误。
So the groundwork is laid for us to see how powerful and how our words direct the lives of other people.
所以基于这一点，我们也认识到了我们的话语可以影响到一个人的一生。
When reckless words come out of our mouths, they can ruin the lives of other people.
当如果我们口中说一些不好的话的话，我们可以毁掉一个人的一生。
They can also set the direction for another person's life.
你甚至可以改变这个人的人生轨迹。
And there's two illustrations of how powerful these small words can direct us.
这里我向大家展示就是两个小小的东西，但是它有很强的影响力。
The first is the bit in the horse's mouth.
第一个的话是马嚼环。
Now, I did some horseback riding when I was a younger man.
当我年轻的时候，我经常骑马。
And I was amazed because the bit is only about this big.
就是我很吃惊的是马嚼环非常的小。
And you put it in a horse's mouth.
然后你把它放到马的嘴巴里。
And if you go,
如果你要是这样去拉它的话
and you pull this way, the horse is going to go in that direction.
如果你往这边拉的话，马的方向也会随着你往这边走。
Now that horse weighs 1,000 pounds.
但是这个马的话，它大概有1,000磅。
And yet, just directing the bit over here or over there.
你可以通过这个马嚼环控制，随意控制它的左右方向。
You can change the direction of 1,000-pound animal.
你可以用这个马嚼环来调动一个1,000磅的动物。
And here's a free one. If you go, whoa!
就是当你如果你要是拉它的话，往后拉的话
，That means stop.
然后它就会停下来。
See, now you can all ride horses. A second illustration.
那第二个这个图的话是船舵和船。
See the very back part of this boat? That's the rudder.
大家可以看到，就是这个船尾部。最左边的这个小东西吗
？I don't do boats.
我不太经常航。
But I do know what rudders are.
我不经常航就是航。
And if you're in that boat and you go like this with a rudder, you push this way, the boat's going to go that way.
如果你要是就是把它拉往右边拉的话，船就会往左边走。
Now that rudder is only about this big.
然后那个东西只有这么大。
But it will change the direction of that boat.
但是这个小小的船舵可以直接控制船的方向。
We have an idiom, a saying in American, in English. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
就是美国他有一句谚语说，棍棒和石头可能打碎我的骨头，但是一个名字永远不会伤害到我。
How many of you have ever heard that?
大家曾经有听过吗？
Is there any similar saying in Chinese?
中文中有没有相似的说法？
Well, there is in English. Now here's the question. Is that true?
问题就是这是真的吗？
Will words never hurt you?
一个词永远不会伤害到你。
That is a lie.
然后这个是谎话。
Words can hurt. Words can steer you in a different direction in life.
词可以伤害你，并且它可以改变你人生的方向。
I can tell you the exact place I was. I can tell you how I was feeling when an adult embarrassed me in public.
我可以告诉你，我明白这个道理的确切时刻，当我的家长当着众人的面说我的时候。
I was in eighth grade, and go ahead.
那个时候我是八年级。
And someone said, "Don't listen to Scott. He's all wet behind the ears," which is an idiom for he doesn't know anything.
然后有人对着大家当着大家面说我是乳臭未干的小子，他不懂得任何东西，大家别听他的。
And I physically went like this.
然后我就当时非常沮丧，头低下来。
And I actually said, I will never speak again in public.
然后他心里就暗暗决定，说我以后再也不在公众面前讲话了。
Obviously, I did not fulfill that vow.
但是多年之后，我又这样做了。
But I remember them saying that. I remember how I felt.
但是我非常深记那个时候我内心的感受。
Those words crushed me.
这些词摧毁了我。
Words can do great damage, and they can put a person in a different direction in their life.
词语会对人造成非常大的伤害，并且它会改变这个人的方向。
This is Richard and Karen Carpenter.
这个是理查德和卡伦卡彭。
During the 1970s, they were one of the most popular singing groups here in the United States.
在一九70年的时候，他们是美国非常著名的歌星。
I believe Karen's voice was one of the most beautiful voices that God ever created.
卡伦是我认为就是当时就是上帝所创造的最美妙的歌喉。
But she died at age 32.
但是她却在32岁的时候便去世了。
Do you know why she died?
大家知道她为什么会去世吗？
Because of words that were spoken to her.
因为有人曾对她说非常不好的话。
When they were just starting out as teenagers,
当她还是个青少年的时候，
someone wrote a review about their music.
有一个人给她做了一个评论，对她音乐的评论。
And the reporter called Karen Richard's chubby sister.
然后有个记者叫她为理查德的胖妹妹。
Chubby means she had some extra weight on her.
因为她当时可能稍微有点微胖。
And Karen made a vow when that was written. She said, "I will never be overweight in my life."
所以她当时就决定我这一辈子再也不会让别人觉得我胖。
And that started her out on this eating disorder pathway of her life.
然后他就得了饮食失调症。
And she died because of anorexia.
然后他死也是因为这个原因。
She died because someone carelessly called her a chubby girl.
他死就是因为有人曾经叫她是胖女孩。
Your words count.
你的词非常的重要。
They set people in a direction.
因为你改变了这个人的方向。
As parents, we set our children in direction by the words that we speak to them.
我们作为父母的，我们的口中的话也会改变他人生的方向。
Lord, help us to get control of our tongues.
主啊，求你帮助我们了解我们话语中的力量。
The second reason we get control of our tongues is because our words have the power to destroy.
第二个原因就是我们的语言有摧毁的能力。
First of all, the tongue is, even though it's a small part of a body, it makes great boast.
虽然舌头在我们身体上是最小的部分，但是它却能说大话。
Which means our tongues are self-centered.
也就意味着我们的舌头总是自我为中心的。
Our tongues, when they speak, for the most part, they're speaking what we're feeling inside, what we're thinking, what our agenda is.
我们在说话的时候，舌头的焦点往往是围绕着自己的感觉，自己的想法。
It's the nature of 860 million words to be focused on me.
所以我们所说的8.6亿个字的焦点总是我们自己。
And James compares this to a great fire.
雅各说把我们的舌头比作是大火。
See, a fire starts with just a little spark.
就是火灾在发生的时候，它只是一个小小的火花。
But then it starts to spread.
然后它就开始蔓延。
And then it becomes erratic, and you can't control the way a fire spreads.
然后它就大肆的蔓延开来，我们没有办法去控制它。
That's why fire is so dangerous. It's unpredictable. You never know where it's going to go.
所以这就是为什么火的危害如此巨大，因为我们难以预测它将要就是造成的一个后果。
When my wife and I vacationed in Florida in April, we walked in a forest that last year had a forest fire.
我们在去年四月的时候去佛罗里达，然后去到森林里头就发生了一次大火灾。
And we walked about 3 miles and the whole area was burned by this fire.
我们大概走了就是3 mile 的路，然后周边全都是被火烧后的一个残。
Very, very destructive.
毁坏力非常的巨大。
And where's the source of this destruction? You'll see in these verses here. It sets itself on fire by hell. Do you see that?
大家有没有看到就是我们这个经文中有提到它把生命的轮子点起来。
These destructive words have their origin in hell itself.
这些词 I'm sorry, could you say that again?
These destructive words come actually from hell itself.
就是这些摧毁性的语言它是从地狱里出来的。
The word that's used there for hell is Gehenna.
就是我们在这个经文中地狱这个词其实是从希腊文这个 Gehenna 翻译而来的。
Which was a garbage dump just outside of Jerusalem that was always on fire.
这个是个地点，它是耶路撒冷城外的一个山谷，总是着大火，也是倾倒垃圾的地方。
So this tells us that these destructive words can come from hell, the pit of hell itself.
所以这也就告诉我们，这些摧毁性的语言其实是从地狱里出来的。
And Satan wants to use these words to destroy your life, your family, your church, and your nation.
撒旦他会经常用这些摧毁性的词语，他去摧毁你的家庭，你的教会，然后你的生活。
Some of you experience these deadly words frequently.
我相信有一些人他会经常接受到这些破坏性的言语。
Maybe you're married to someone and they use cutting words in your relationship.
也许在你的婚姻关系中，你的另一半会对你使用刻薄的语言。
And every time one of those words comes, it's like an arrow being shot into your heart.
每当你听到这些话的时候，你会感觉到这个像一个箭刺穿了你的心。
Some of you grew up with parents that use those words in their relationship with you.
就是在孩子的成长中，你的父母可能也会对你说一些这样的话。
Some of you have been in churches where destructive words have been spoken to you by leaders.
然后大家在教会里的弟兄姐妹们也会从就是属灵领袖牧师这些来接收到这些摧毁性的词。
Certainly on the internet, all kinds of words from hell are being spoken.
我们如果去网上的话，可以看到这些从地狱而来的词到处都是。
Just go on the comments that people make, and you will see the words of hell.
大家去评论区的话，就可以看到这些词。
So these words have long-standing and a significant impact upon people's lives.
这些词具有一个非常长期并且重大的影响。
The second illustration is about animals, and that We can tame animals.
我们再看第二个图。第二个图是关于动物的，我们可以制服动物。
Now, I'm not sure if that bear is reading or not.
我不确定这个熊是在真的读书。
But just the fact that he's sitting on the bench with the man is amazing.
但是他却坐在这个椅子上和人一起读书，这个非常的奇妙。
So we can tame bears, and we can tame lions, and we can tame tigers. But you know, there's one thing we can't tame.
我们可以制服熊，制服老虎，制服狮子，但是有一个东西我们制服不了。
The tongue.
就是我们的舌头。
The tongue is so hard to tame.
这个舌头非常的难控制。
The passage here says that the tongue is a restless evil, and it's full of deadly poison.
我们在经文中有提到，舌头是不止息的恶物。
So our words can destroy, our words can hurt.
所以我们的词可以摧毁，我们的词也可以伤害。
They have great power.
然后用一个非常强大的力量。
I'd like to tell you a story about two boys.
我现在给大家讲两个小男孩的故事。
And this happened at the beginning of this.Two centuries ago, at the 1900s.
这两个故事的话是发生在二十世纪初。
And one happened in a village in Croatia, in Europe.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
One happened in a village in Croatia.
然后这其中的一件事情是发生在一个小村庄的教堂里。
And there was an altar boy, and his name was Joseph Bronz.
有一个服侍圣餐的男孩叫做约西普布罗兹。
And Joseph was just a young boy, and that day he was carrying the wine in the cruet, and he dropped it.
然后这个小男孩的话，他非常的年轻，然后他是来帮忙去端那个就是酒杯的，但是不小心他掉在了地上。
So that glass bottle and the wine was all over the altar.
所以酒杯摔碎了，然后碎片和酒到处都是。
And the priest was very upset with what happened.
牧师非常的不高兴。
He slapped the boy, and then he said, "Leave this altar and don't come back."
然后这个牧师就打了男孩一个耳光，并尖刻的对男孩说：“离开祭坛，再也不要回来。”
And that boy did exactly that.
然后这个男孩就离开了。
He left the altar, and he never came back to church.
他离开了祭坛，并且再也没有回到教会。
He grew up to be Joseph Tito.
他长大之后呢，成为了这个人约西普布罗兹提多。
The ruler of Yugoslavia and one who genocide 2 million people.
他是南斯拉夫共和党领袖，他做了一件事情，就是对他同族的200万人进行了种族灭绝屠杀。
The power of words.
这就是我们语言的力量。
The second story, just about the same time, there was another altar boy.
大约是在同一个时间，有一个另外一个服侍圣餐的男孩。
And his name was Peter John.
他的名字叫彼得·约翰。
And he was helping the priest.In Peoria, Illinois.
他是在一个就是伊利诺州的教堂里的，他帮助在这个教堂里帮助牧师服侍圣餐。
And he also dropped the cruet filled with the wine.
他也不小心把葡萄酒杯掉在了地上。
Later on, he would write about that experience, and he said it was like an atomic bomb going off.
然后几年之后，他就分享了他当时经历。他说那个时候他感觉到那个声音像是原子弹爆裂的声音。
But the bishop that morning was a man named Bishop John Spalding.
那天上午的主教是约翰斯伯丁主教。
And he looked at Peter John and he said, "You know what? Don't worry about it. Someday you're going to be just like me."
然后主教就看着那个男孩说，他说不要担心，没有关系的，有一天你会像我一样成为一名牧师。
And that young boy grew up to be Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
然后这个男孩长大之后呢，就变成了约翰，富尔顿·约翰施恩。
The writer of 50 books and the first He had the first religious broadcasting on television in the 1950s.
他写了50多本书，并且他拥有了第一个宗教题材的电视节目。
The power of words to set people in a direction.
所以大家看，我们语言的力量改变了两个男孩的人生方向。
Lord, help us to get control of our tongues.
所以主啊，求你帮助我们控制我们的舌头。
Let's go to the third reason we need to get control of our tongues.
我们再来看一下第三个理由。
Because they have the power to delight.
因为我们的话有让人快乐的能力。
James ends this section with a sober reminder that one minute we can bless God, and the next minute we're cursing people.
就是约翰不是雅各书里头有警醒我们说，我们在前一分钟还在赞美上帝，那我们下一分钟就开始咒骂别人。
And we're cursing people that are made in the image of God.
并且我们诅咒的是一个以上帝形象造的人。
We are so terribly inconsistent with our tongues.
我们的行为是如此前后不一致，尤其是我们的舌头。
So it's really important that we get control of this tongue.
所以我们控制舌头的话真的是至关重要的。
But the question is, how do we do that?
但问题是我们该怎样去控制呢？
If no one has ever tamed the tongue, how in the world are we going to tame it?
如果我们连这样努力都不去做的话，那我们怎么可能会驯服自己的舌头？
Well, I think James gives us a hint of how this can happen in verse 12.
我们看一下就经文的十二章，我想雅各书在最后一节给了我们一些建议。
And he asks this question, he goes, can a fig tree bear olives?
他问我们一个问题，就说无花果树能生橄榄吗？
What's the answer to that?
答案是什么呢？
No way!
不可能的。
What do fig trees bear?
无花果树会生什么？
Figs. Wow, you guys are really sharp today. How about grapes? What does a grapevine bear? Grapes.
这个可能吗？
What's his point here?
所以这里的重点是什么？
The point is that what's on the inside bears fruit to what comes on the outside.
这里的重点就是我们的内在，我们的外在所结的果子，其实就是我们内在最真实的一个光景。
In other words, what's in your heart is going to end up on your lips.
所以就说你们的心里怎么想，你们所说出来的也是一样的。
If you're a positive person in your heart, guess what you're going to speak?
如果你的内心是个很刻薄的人，那你会说一些什么样的话呢？
Positive words.
不是。
If you're a joyful person in your heart, you're going to speak joyful words.
如果你是个喜乐的人的话，你说出来的话也是喜乐的。
So there's a direct relationship between my heart and my tongue.
所以我的心和我所说出来的话有直接的联系。
So now we get back to the question.
那我们现在再回来看这个问题。
How can we tame our hearts?
我们怎么样来管制我们的心？
Can we tame our hearts?
我们可以控制我们的心吗？
Can we renew our hearts?
我们可以更新我们的心吗？
It's impossible. Only God can do that.
这是不可能的，只有神可以做到。
Which makes this the perfect sermon to preach on this day.
只有他可以让我就是今天的正道。
Because it's only the Holy Spirit on Pentecost that changes our hearts.
只有在五旬节圣灵的降临可以让我做到这一点。
Today we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the church.
我们今天来庆祝五旬节。然后这个是神赐给我们非常美好的礼物。
And you remember there were 120 believers and they were praying in that upper room.
大家都记得在五旬节的期间120个信徒聚集在一起祷告。
And suddenly something very dramatic happened. The Holy Spirit came into that room.
然后突然之间就发生了很戏剧的事情，圣灵从天降临。
And Acts says it was as if tongues of fire were above them.
然后就是 有声音从天而降。
See, Christianity is not about us trying harder to be a better person.
基督教义不是单单要我们成为一个更好的人。
We need something more.
我们需要更多的东西。
We need the power of God in us to change us.
我们需要我们的生命需要从神而来的力量。
And the coming of the Holy Spirit is the only way to change the human heart.
然后这个就是来通过圣灵来做工改变我们。
And you remember that the second sign that the Holy Spirit was there happened right after the tongues.
Sorry, I missed that.
The second sign was that they went out and they spoke to people of the gospel.
就是第二个迹象，就是当圣灵降临的时候，人们开始说方言。
You remember from that story, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and they go out and they start speaking in these different tongues, the gospel.
如果大家记得那个故事的话，就是在第二天清晨，人们领受了圣灵之后，他们走出门开始说各种不同的方言。
So you see this miraculous sequence here.
所以我们来看，就是这个一个结果。
The Holy Spirit came, their hearts were claimed, and their speech was changed.
我们来看这个顺序。圣灵降临，然后我们的心被更新，我们的舌头也被改变。
The only way for your heart to be changed is through a work of God's power.
改变我们的舌头只有神能够做得到。
And when your heart is changed, your tongue will be changed.
如果我们的心改变了，那我们所说出来的话也会改变。
Let me end with the story of the power of words.
我们现在来看一个故事。
It's a story of a young girl who had a cleft palate, which is a disorder right here, where the lip doesn't come together and impacts the nose.
就是有一个女孩，就是她出生的时候，她就有这个兔唇，唇部是裂的，然后也影响到她鼻子的形态。
And this girl's name was Mary, and she was teased constantly because of her deformity.
然后这个女孩她叫玛丽，因此她也受到了很多的嘲笑和异样的眼光。
Well, she ended up in Mrs. Leonard's class in school one year.
当她进入学校之后呢，她就被分到了一个叫伦纳德太太的班级里。
And Mrs. Leonard was a very warm and friendly and loving teacher.
这个老师呢就非常的友善，非常的温暖。
And in the 1950s, they used to give hearing tests in school in an unusual way.
就是在那个年代的话，学校经常会给孩子们一个年度的听力测验。
They would come up to the student and they would whisper something.
就是他会来到孩子的旁边，然后对他的一个耳朵去耳语一些话。
To see if the ear was working.
然后去测试他的这个耳朵是否是好的。
And they would whisper something like, "The sky is blue."
然后他会说一些天空是蓝色的。
Your shoes are nice.
然后他说你的鞋子很好看。
But that day, Mrs. Leonard whispered into this Mary's ear a very significant sentence.
但是在那一天呢，老师就对着玛丽的耳朵说出了一句非常非常，改变她一生的一句话。
She whispered, "I wish you were my girl."
她说：“我希望你是我的孩子。”
And that acceptance and that love transformed Mary's life.
就是这一句鼓舞人心的话，这一句充满爱的话，改变了玛丽的生活。
Words of life can change the direction of people.
我们的话可以左右一个人的一生。
So what are the action steps we're going to take? First of all, we need to change where we stand.
我们可以就是做以下这些行动。首先，我们要改变我们的立场。
We need to stand in the power of the Holy Spirit and allow Him to change us from the inside out.
我们必须就是站在圣灵的底下，然后去接受它，让它从内而外来更新我们。
Can I ask you a personal question?
我可以问你们一个就是私人问题吗？
Has Jesus changed your heart?
主耶稣是否有改变你的内心？
I'm not asking, do you go to church?
我并不是说你是否来到教会。
I'm asking, has Jesus transformed and changed you from the inside out?
我是在问主耶稣是否从内而外更新了你，改变了你的内心。
If not, today is the day to invite him in.
如果还没有的话，那今天就是这一天，邀请他住进你的里面，改变你。
Second is we need to change what we see.
我们需要改变我们的看见。
Do you know what I see right now?
你知道我现在看到的是什么吗？
I see beautiful people all in the image of God.
我现在看到的是大家真的是全都是以神的形象所造的人。
That are worthy of my respect and that should be recipients of my love.
你们都配得上帝所赐的尊严。
And third of all, we need to change what we say.
我们也需要改变我们所说的话。
Remember, a reckless word pierces like a sword. But the tongue of the wise brings healing.
我们看箴言的十五章，温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴令人心碎。
Would you join me in prayer?
我们大家一起祷告。
Lord, we ask that you would change us from the inside out.
主啊，我们恳求你住进我们里面，从内而外来更新我们。
We pray today for an anointing of the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
主啊，我们愿你的圣灵今天降临到我们。
Renew us and regenerate us from the inside out.
更新我们，让我们成为一个全新的人。
Help us to see people as you see them.
主啊，让帮助让用你的眼光去看待每一个人。
That every person is in the image of you.
每一个人都是按你形象所造的。
And then, Lord, help us to see the power of our words.
主啊，也请你让我们明白我们话语的力量。
We dedicate the 860 million of them that we will speak.
我们会数算我们所说的8.61亿个字。
Lord, we will speak words of life and of healing and of hope.
我们口中的话要说对人有建造的话，并且充满希望的话。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵名求。
Amen.